You're listening to Rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired profiles the band Back From Ashes and their latest release, 261. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at Rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. Today, we're giving it up for the band Back From Ashes, who've just released their latest CD, 261. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Mike Butikoffer of Back From Ashes, and you'll hear all of that in just a few minutes. From their CD, 261, here is Back From Ashes with 2020 Blind.
In this rage, the fighting never.
From their CD 261, that was Back from Ashes with 2020 Blind. Visit the band at their official website, www.backfromashes.com. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Mike Butikoffer of Back from Ashes, and here's how the interview went.
Great job on the CD, guys, and now that it's out there, how do you feel about the finished work?
Oh, man, I like the way the CD's come out. I like the way it's going. The direction of it was really, really good. Ryan Green did an awesome job on the production of it. But the songs are really well thought out. I think the flow of the album's working really well, as opposed to, you know, our first album. This one just flows better. I think it grabs you from the beginning and keeps a hold of you all the way through the last song.
Well, other than the flow of it, what else is kind of different from the first album?
Well, this album, let's see, gosh, man, this album was actually, I don't know, it's a culmination of what we've all gone through as a team in this band. You know, the songs were written pretty much from the heart, so to say, and we just been, I don't know, it's just a culmination of really polishing up our act. You know, the first album was our freshman album, and we thought it was a really good album, but then, you know, we really wanted to push ourselves as musicians. We thought outside the box. We pushed ourselves into directions we'd never gone before, and it really came out to be something special. So I'm pretty proud of this album.
How long were you guys in the studio to make it?
You know, the funny thing about that, we started working on it, I can't even remember the dates and times. How bad is that? Isn't it awful? It was a good 60-day project, you know. Well, part of the reason was we had to stop production partly through the middle of it, and our producer at the time got pulled off to do the Megadeth DVD, Rest in Peace 25th Anniversary DVD.
So
our producer got called in by Megadeth, so we kind of had to put our project on hold, which was cool. We went back and just stayed in the studio and practiced our chops and made sure we were ready for Ryan when he called us. So when we came back in, we got it done. So yeah, it was good. It was a good process.
Have there been any reactions to the new album that have surprised you at all?
Actually, I've been really, anytime you put an album out, you know, like the first one we did, you know, you don't know what to expect from the public, you don't know what they're going to say, and you don't know how it's going to be received, and, you know, when this album went out, I was really excited for the public to hear it, and they finally got a chance to hear it, and it's been right there at my expectations. People are really loving this album. You know, the reviews on this thing have been great. We're getting two or three reviews a week for a while there, and they're just all stellar. You know, nobody has a bad thing to say. It's been really good so far, so I'm knocking on wood.
are there any shows projected for the promotion of it? Any shows coming up? Or?
Yeah, man, we've got the Rockstar Energy Mayhem Fest coming up July 15th here in Phoenix, and that's going to be at the Ashley Furniture Pavilions, and that's going to be an interesting one. We're playing during the afternoon in the great Phoenix sun, so come on out and hang out in the desert and enjoy the 115 degree weather with us.
And of the live shows you've been doing so far, what songs off the new album have audience members, you know, responded to the most?
Oh, man. Well, it depends on where you play. You know, when we play out in Texas, our awesome Texas team out there, all the fans up there, they really like the heavy stuff. You know, so we break out Tightrope and they just love it, or Misery, or Pull the Trigger. Those songs do really well. Over here in the Southwest area where I'm at, you know, people really like The Suffering Within. Ever since that song came out with the video, it's been one of the big releases off the album. Suffering Within's a good one. And my personal favorite, Walk Away, the first one out of the gate. I just love playing that live. I love the energy when it all kicks in. It's beautiful.
And talk about the genesis of the band. How did it start?
Oh, gosh, that started probably about 2005, 2006, when Jason and I got together. Jason had put an ad out for a guitar player. He had a different band at the time, and I went over and auditioned for it, but for whatever reason, I didn't get the gig. I guess I sucked. And Jason really wanted to jam with me, but the band didn't want to have me in it, so it was about a year went by. We jammed in different projects, and about a year goes by, I finally found an ad and singer looking for a guitar player, so I looked it up, and when he said his name was Jason, I wondered if it was the same one, and sure it was, and he'd been waiting for me to call him for the last year, so it worked out pretty well, and we haven't looked back since. And him and I have been the founding members and really the foundation of the band. You know, we've gone through, you know, quite a bit of members over the last few years trying to find the right fit, you know, the ones that are going to be there for us and the brotherhood, you know, so to speak, build the family up, and we finally got that now, and it's been crazy. But yeah, Jason and I have been the ones that pretty much started this whole thing out.
And talk about how music began for you. How did that start?
Oh, yeah. So, you know, growing up as the only child, you know, I didn't have brothers or sisters to pick on me. All I had was a couple of boxes of 45 records from my mom and dad, and sat in my room and listened to music pretty much was my favorite pastime as a little kid. And then as I got into, you know, got into music more and more, I wanted to become a drummer, of all things. My parents had never bought me a drum set, so they bought me a guitar at 13 years old, and I discovered Randy Rhoads, and it's all history from there.
Visit the band at their official website, www.backfromashes.com. From their CD 261, here is Back From Ashes once again with Misery. Brian Lush, exclusively at rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005. Rockwired.com proudly presents the Rockwired Artist of the Month, Earth and the Next Society, and their Steering Live CD, Live Earth. In an age of cynicism and doubt, Earth and the Next Society issue passionate calls for change with bravado despair. Rock and roll hasn't been this epic in years, and this electrifying live set is the perfect introduction to a band with a message in these uncertain times. Live Earth from Earth and the Next Society, Rockwire.com's Artist of the Month. Visit the band at earthandthenextsociety.com. With a new name, a new sound, and a new direction, Revel 9 releases their debut CD, The Razorblade Diaries. Armed to the teeth with a potent combination of sturdy songcraft and pure rock and roll, Revel 9 is set to turn the industry on its ear with songs such as San Jose, All I've Become, and Lay My Head.
Just a bit.
The Razorblade Diaries from Revel 9. Visit the band at www.revel9.com. Singer-songwriter Mark Anderson has seen all of life's ups and downs and has lived to sing about them on his latest release, Back from the Edge. Mark Anderson hits a nerve with a collection of gritty rock gems and backing from an impressive cast of musicians. With songs such as Dog on a Chain, Cat House Blues, and the electrifying first single, Truth Is, Back from the Edge will have you on the edge of your seat. Back from the Edge from Mark Anderson. Visit Mark at www.markandersonrocks.com. In your way, truth is, wearing thin, I can see right through your disguise.
Truth is, buried alive underneath this. Put a little Rockwired on ya. Rockwire.com has just relaunched its merchandise page filled with t-shirts, long-sleeved shirts, hoodies, mugs, and caps. Trust me, nothing looks better on the human body than clothing that shows your support of online radio that rocks. All shirts and jackets are available in all sizes and brought to you by Cafe Press. Visit our store at rockwire.com/merchandise.html. All major credit cards are accepted. Rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. Rockwire.com proudly presents our latest weekly series, Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwire.com, every Sunday at noon Eastern Standard Time. Get lost in the sensual sounds of blues and jazz and get the stories behind it. Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz, exclusively at Rockwire.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired Media is pleased to present a new weekly online radio series, Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music. Hear the exciting sound of Indigenous America and Canada in a weekly two-hour show filled with exclusive interviews and music from Indian country's hottest recording artists. Aboriginal Sound, a celebration of contemporary Native music with your host, Brian Lush, every Thursday at 5 p.m. Mountain Time, exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush, exclusively at rockwired.com.
musical aptitude since 2005. Welcome back to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for the band Back From Ashes, who have just released their latest CD, 261. Rockwired had a chance to catch up with Mike Butikoffer of Back From Ashes, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
And talk about the other members of the band, and what do you think each of them sort of brings to the table that makes this whole thing work?
Oh, man, yeah, you know, this band is an engine, you know, and it does take all the cylinders firing to do it, and it's really cool about the lineup that you have now. Everybody has their own unique flavor that they bring in, and for instance, Jason, you know, he's very, very smart. He's a business guy. That guy, you know, he knows the ins and outs and stuff and working with the promoters and things like that, which is great, and not to mention he's got an awesome voice, and I'm lucky to be playing with the guy, but you know, he brings that business savvy to the band that really helps us out. And, you know, me, I'm more of the personal guy. I get out there and talk to the fans, and I'm the guy that invites people down to the studio just to jam out on guitar, you know, and things like that. Anthony, our guitar player Anthony, that guy is a stud. He's the workhorse of the band. I mean, when it comes to driving and doing all the hard work, then that guy can pull it off. And he drove from Arizona to Houston 23 hours straight. No breaks, no stops, nothing. We kept trying to take the wheel from him, he wouldn't do it. But, you know, everybody brings their musical background. Anthony comes from a thrash background, more of a heavier background, played with the older bands like Sabotage and those things back in the day, to where I come more from the Ozzy Osbourne, Black Sabbath kind of feel from it. And then you have our bass player, David, who's an amazing bass player. He played, you know, many years. He was in a death metal band. And he's got a ton of knowledge about the bass, the music, the fretboard, I mean, everything. The guy's a serious genius. And so when we all get together that way, you know, we all have our little inputs, and it just seems to work. You know, whatever it is we're throwing out there on the table, it's so different, so unorthodox. And on paper, when you try to explain it to people, they think there's no way that's going to work. But when they hear it, that's the direct result of all of our influences coming together.
I see. And you kind of touched on this a little earlier, but I kind of want to expand on it. Of the songs off the album, which ones resonate for you the most and why out of this whole creative process within the band?
You know, I'm partial to a song called Welcome to Me. And basically, you know, in my other life before I was in the music business, you know, I held a bunch of different hats and careers and stuff, and I found that I was doing everything because everybody wanted me to do it for their reasons. And when I stopped living my life for everyone else, started doing the things I needed to do for me, I realized that there's a whole person in here that I've always wanted to be that was always there, and I'm able to let this person out. So Welcome to Me has always been one of those songs that just, it's like my anthem, you know? Kind of, here's who we are, here's who I am, this is what I've always done, and we're going to keep going this way. And people get behind that. They seem to really enjoy that song a lot.
I see. And let's see. And talk a little more about the creative process within the band. I mean, you did touch on that as well, but, you know, just expand on that a little more. How does a song go from what you hear in your head to something that someone's going to hear over the speakers?
Well, you know, it's been, the formula so far that's been working for us is, you know, I usually sit down with a guitar and I'll just start jamming some chords together and start writing stuff, and I don't know. It usually comes out of however we're feeling for the day. If I'm having a great day or I'm having an issue in my life, I kind of turn it into music and I'll start writing about it. I'll take the music over to Jason, hum a few bars of what I was thinking, and Jason usually picks it up right away and goes, okay, and he'll start putting his two cents in, and Anthony comes in, and it really, one person will bring a riff to the table, and we'll all work it out. And the cool thing about this lineup is that if there's something that's not jiving and it's not really Back From Ashes material, we all have that relationship where we can tell each other, I'm not feeling this, and nobody gets butthurt, nobody gets upset about it. We just move on, you know, but we enjoy what we do, and like I said, the creative process takes everybody, you know, but usually it starts off with one or two of us coming together and working on a part, and we just kind of expand on it from there.
I see, and I know this with this next question, it's probably a little too soon to be asking it, seeing as how this album's just come out. But what do you see next for the band? What kind of direction do you see the band going in after here?
It's headlining a world tour somewhere down the road, hopefully next week. But you know, the direction of the band is you know, we're with Jägermeister now. We just got sponsored by Jäger, and we're doing a lot of traveling, so I could, you know, I see us doing a lot of on the road, cross the country kind of thing really soon here. We are picking up some of the bigger shows now. We're going to get on some of the festivals and try and get out there. We have a lot of fans that are waiting to see us in different cities across the country and never had a chance to get out there. So we're hoping in the next year or 2 years we should be able to hit all these cities. That's the goal anyway.
What would you like a person to come away with after they've heard this album?
Gosh, you know, a sense of satisfaction. You know, knowing that they're not the only person out there going through all this crap in the world that, you know, we are. I think that helped me out a lot when I wrote some of these things and people were coming back saying, you know what, this album, this song really got me through my day, blah, blah, blah. And that makes me feel good. It's like, gosh, I'm not the only whack job with issues. So good.
Visit the band at their official website, www.backfromashes.com. From their CD 261, here is Back From Ashes once more with The Suffering Within. That's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Mike Budikoffer of Back From Ashes and to Yvonne Laughlin of Yvonne's World. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media, LLC. a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks.
Our times are behind us, but let's not be alone. And the bottom line, and this is mine.